It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Well, hey there. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
National Radio Day. Here we go doing the podcast.
It is.
Doing the podcast on National Radio
What's
Day.
That mean? Does that mean it's radio's birthday?
Kind of. Yeah. It's not like the first day radio was done, but
born.
I think just they made today the day, I guess, where we celebrate radio.
So how do you celebrate it? Basically, you give all your radio jocks millions of dollars.
Yeah, that's what it is. We should have got, why did we work today? We should have got the day off, man.
Yeah, for real, though.
This is horse shit.
Here we go. Got the day off.
Yeah, there you go. Yep, just take the day off.
Just say that on air. Yeah. We'll get the day off.
I'll take it, man. I'll take that. That's nice.
Yeah.
Open up to do.
Open up the mic, 6 a.m. Yeah. On National Radio Day. Fuck you guys. Well, we're out.
We're out of here. See you later. Actually, then it would be National Unemployment Day.
National Go Find a Different Job Day.
It would not go over well.
Yeah.
Hey, here's some. Why don't we do a top radio fun facts?
Yeah, let's do it.
On National Radio Day, because this is easier than thinking anything else.
Celebrating ourselves. It's like your ex-girlfriend.
Radio has helped break some of the most important artists of all time.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
It has.
Yeah.
Think about it. There's a lot of artists.
They get all the glory. We get nothing.
Yeah, we get nothing. Yeah. We don't get any groupies.
Sweet. We're pushing the artists, and they get all the glory. Little radio guys over here.
Oh, these aren't actual facts. These are just like stupid little things.
Some quirkies.
FM stands for frequency modulation.
Yeah. What's AM stand for? AS modulation.
AS modulation.
God, we're so immature.
AS.
Yeah. You know what's weird about AM is it reaches a lot farther than FM does.
It does, because it's big waves.
And you would think it wouldn't because of the way it sounds.
Yeah.
You know?
As I remember cruising around in my old Charger, I always liked to, it only had AM radio in there because it was a 71. And it was crazy. I'd pick up stations. But when you found a good one, and I'd listen to stuff from being in Wisconsin, I'd get stuff from Michigan, I'd get stuff from like Kansas, like all over.
I think that's where we listened to Coast to Coast.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that was everywhere. That's why I call it Coast to Coast. Yeah. And granted, that was bouncing off some other towers as well. Let's see. 41.2 million baby boomers listen to radio each month.
Mm.
Damn.
We really have listeners?
97% of Gen Xers listen to the radio each month.
Wait, what? Say one more time?
97% of Gen Xers listen to the radio each month. That's a lot.
That's higher than I thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what, though, man? I always go back to it. You know, I got technology in my pocket. I have technology in my car. I have the opportunity to have to never listen to radio.
Mm-hmm.
I always go back to it.
I still do.
Dude, it's I don't know what it is. But it's just the streaming services are lacking something. And maybe it's the local content. Maybe it's the jocks, the personality. Mm-hmm. But it is. It is. There's something not there. And I've had it. I'll admit it. I am on local radio. I am on the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
And I have listened to other sources before.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I always find myself back.
I still do. And there's nothing wrong with it. Streaming services are no different than having a huge... CD collection.
Right.
CD collection, you know what I mean? You can still, and everyone thought CDs and cassettes and everything was going to kill radio. Everyone thought that Sirius XM and satellite radio was going to kill terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
Spotify was going to kill. Here's the thing, though, and I think it's so funny when I run into someone who says, nah, I don't listen to radio, which is very rare. Of course, they love saying it as soon as they find out I work in radio.
Right.
And they're like, oh, this is Spotify. And I'm like, oh, do you have the free version? They're like, yeah. I'm like, you realize there's still commercials on there.
Mm.
Like, unless you pay for it, which that's why radio, everyone's like, oh, you guys, the commercials. Well, it's like, yeah, that's how you get free radio.
Right.
That's what pays for it. When you watch your when you watch your TV shows, like Hulu, I pay for Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
And since I don't have the ad-free one, because that's more than I want to pay, I still have commercials on new shows.
Right.
Not everything. Not everything, but there still is.
Yeah.
YouTube. There's commercials. That's commercials, folks. Mm-hmm. That's I just think it's so funny. People are like, no, I have Spotify.
Well, I can't deal with the commercials.
Exactly. You're a moron. You're an idiot. I think there's a time and a place. I have, you know, Amazon Prime, and I use the Amazon Music. I have that, and it's great. There's sometimes I want to hear certain things, and I'll play that. But radio, when I'm in my car, that's all it is.
Hey, you guys listening, watch this.
But you guys played the same songs over and over and over again.
I will straight up Patrick Swayze rip your throat out of your neck.
I told you.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen Brock get so worked up at the times people say that.
Now, listen to me. Okay, very carefully. Top 40 radio. They are playing the top 40 songs.
Yep.
That is their main goal.
It's now, in the title.
It's in the title. So guess what? When you only have 40 songs, you're going to hear songs more, but that's what people want to do. They're the hot tracks. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to sit there and tell me that our rock station plays the same songs over and over, you got your head so far up your ass. It's ridiculous. And I would love to take the time to anyone who ever says that to me, which again is very few, to bring them into the studio and be like, this is why you're wrong.
Program one day.
Yeah, program one day. And also, too, I'll tell you why you're wrong. And people are like, oh, you guys play this too much. Well, if there's an artist maybe you're not a huge fan of, you're going to think that you hear it too much because when you hear it,
it
stands out. Mm-hmm. But no, we do not play the same songs over and over. You fucking idiot. Pardon my French.
I might have just ruined his day.
Yeah, you did. You know what? I was having fun.
He's very passionate on that subject.
Yeah, I love it. I love radio. And programming radio is a beast all its own. It really is.
And how can you bitch when it's free?
It's free. Exactly. You know, because people just like to bitch.
They do.
They just like to bitch.
We do too.
That's how, yeah, we do. We bitch a lot. let's see. Radio waves are electromagnetic waves.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still don't know what that means.
I don't either. We tried getting an answer to how radio works.
How does it happen?
Like we were talking with Bill on air, it's so trippy. And even if you're listening to this, even if you're in the future, all right, this is a thousand years in the future, and you found this podcast, which again, we're sorry about ruining the planet.
This is what they used to talk about in 2019?
Boy, I don't even know. They probably don't even understand us. But what's crazy is, and even right now, I am talking into this microphone. All right.
Shaped like a dick.
Shaped like a big old donger. But right now, my brain is firing off signals through my body to my vocal cords that are making vibrations. Those vibrations are then causing sound along with my tongue and the way my mouth is moving past my teeth, through my lips, tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips. That is going into this microphone, which is processing it, causing the waves that are coming in the sound. It's running through this cord that is attached, that goes down into a board, that runs through stuff, that's going through your headphones. You're hearing it, vibrating bones inside your ear that is sending signals up to your brain. You're understanding it. And then people are listening right now or in their devices.
Miles
away or thousands of years away, it could be. And it's vibrating bones in their ears and or in their headphones. And it's just nuts.
It blows my mind, and I'm not even stoned.
Well, and that's what's even, think about that even too, like headphones are kind of like, okay, that kind of makes sense because it's a direct feed to the ear, but it's still waves. Yeah. It's still coming through a speaker that is vibrating a certain way, sending sounds a certain.
And you're deciphering it and making it make sense to you.
In fractions of seconds.
God.
Milliseconds, probably. Dude.
Mind blowing.
Radio's crazy. And what do we use it for? To talk about MILFs and farts.
Right. We totally ruin it.
We ruin it.
So much technology. We just ruin it.
All we're doing is just farting into the microphone.
The whole wireless thing is crazy, man.
When
wireless power happens,
Bluetooth.
Dude, Bluetooth's crazy.
How does it make sense?
What? Yeah.
I'm freaking out, man.
I know.
I'm freaking out. All right, let's do some more facts to freak ourselves out. 95% of millennials listen during each month.
Huh?
Nice. A modern radio consists of printed circuit boards, capacitors, and coils.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Printed now, huh? Yeah. They used to make that by hand.
Probably, when it first came out. The Eiffel Tower was used as a radio tower during World War II.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
That's cool. If any microphone that doesn't smell like stale cigarettes and coffee isn't being used right.
That's so true. Our boss just told us that story.
That's the thing.
Tell them what our boss said.
You used to be able to smoke in the studios.
Yeah,
just like everything. Back in the 70s, you could smoke indoors.
And he said everybody smoked.
And I'm telling you what, radio is a smoking industry.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's something with the lifestyle.
It's just weird because you'd think you'd want to like preserve your voice.
Protect your voice. You know? Yeah. I've smoked for a very long time. A lot of people ask me where I got this voice. I am proud to say that I had this voice,
before
not quite
smoked.
As deep, but I did. My dad has the same voice. So when I hit puberty, it was astonishing.
His dad does have the same voice. I answered his phone one day and it was his dad. I'm like, oh, what up, Brock?
I actually did the
senior.
I did the voicemail for my dad.
Did you? Because
he's like, hey, I need a new voicemail. Can you just set it up for me? He's like, yeah, you got it. So I'm like, hey, this is Farron. Couldn't make it to the phone right now. Leave a message.
And, that bandsaw voice.
And
man,
no one
I love
says
it.
Anything.
Right.
but yeah, so, you know, Boss Man Bill telling us about how everyone is smoked, and you're sitting there, and you're just lighting up a cigarette in the studio. Could you imagine that?
Dude, he would say it like more often than not, because you back then you had to do shit in the studio.
Dude.
Like now everything's digital, so but you'd have to change carts, you'd have to flip records, you'd actually be active in the studio.
Yeah.
So you'd say more often than not, somebody would be smoking a cigarette, put it down, go do their stuff, and then light up another cigarette and realize, oh shit, I got two cigs lit now. You know?
And then you smoke them both, I guarantee it. And here's the other funny thing, too, when I think about smoking in studios. One, smoke is terrible for the electronic equipment.
Oh, terrible.
And two, dude, the stuff reel-to-reel.
Oh, yeah.
That you it,
extremely flammable.
So flammable. So here you are, way back when they had reel-to-reel, which is basically big VHS tapes.
If you've
tapes.
Ever seen the movie Inglorious Bastards, that's how they get rid of that building.
Yeah, because that stuff, it's so flammable. And you just had DJs smoking ashtrays around.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, in your old workplace in the building where you used to work on your laptop, if you look above on the ceiling, there's a vent there for smoking. That was the smoking
here?
Room in this building. Not here. In where you used to work outside of the co-studio.
Oh.
That
nice.
Whole section right there was a smoking area.
Was it really? That's fantastic.
And you can kind of tell. They redid it years ago. But when I first started working here, you could almost still see like yellow smoke, like stain around the...
Could you imagine lighting up a cigarette in
the
studio
my God,
right now?
Dude. Yeah, if I want to get fired.
Dude.
You know? Dude, you'd be immediately.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Like, I used to do this all the time.
It's
thought
fine,
I'd be okay.
Right? Imagine doing a break, Miller break. Yeah. Like, well, let's see.
Imagine, dude, stogies were a big thing, too.
Yeah.
You know? A big old brown cigar. God.
Just in this room, how small this room is.
And then you have guests in the studio, like you're... Oh, could you imagine?
You don't mind if I smoke, do you?
I do, actually. It's a small room.
This thing would just be hot box.
I couldn't even see you if
we
would be.
No, it wouldn't be. Hunter, are you still there? Yeah, I'm still here. Okay. Clap twice so I know where you're at in the room.
You know, even though we did clam up the studio that one time on 420. Remember that?
Yeah. We did. That was awesome.
They let us blaze in the studio.
That was great, man. Yeah. But weed smoke isn't as bad.
No, it goes away quicker.
It goes away quicker, and it smells nice. It smells nice. Love it. That's all it was. That was more of a satire thing. But, yeah, National Radio Day, it's pretty trippy. And, all joking aside, I'm so grateful to have this job. And I kind of fell into it. I didn't know I wanted to do radio. I was actually going to school to be a teacher because I had no idea what I was going to do. My dad was a teacher. I'm like, okay, I can do that. And I figured I'd be an English teacher because I still enjoyed speaking. I did speaking competitions in high school, president of my FFA, my 4-H, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was comfortable speaking to people. So I figured, you know what? I'll teach English and like speaking communication classes. Mm-hmm. And then when I was doing the tour of my college, I walked past and they said, oh, yeah, by the way, this is the college radio station, WRSE, Elmhurst College Radio, 88.7. And I was like, well, that'd be fun. And I love music, played guitar, played music and all that stuff. So, yeah, it sounds fun. And the first broadcast, I was like, yep, this is it. And then I found out, okay, you can actually make a living doing this. Mm-hmm. And then I did some internships in Chicago. Then I went out to broadcasting school in California to really kind of focus in. And I dropped out of college, went to broadcasting school. And I was fortunate enough to get in with Midwest Family Broadcasting. Mm-hmm. And, man, it's been a hell of a ride. 12 years-ish now doing radio. And
it's crazy, man. And this business typically isn't a long-lasting one as far as jock-wise.
No.
Yeah, we've gotten lucky, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually
a cutthroat business.
It has been 12 years. Because I started with Midwest Family in the fall of 2007.
Wow.
And then moved down to Springfield in the early part of or the late part of February of 2010.
Wow.
So dude, nuts, man. And I just been having a blast. It's the greatest job in the world.
Yeah, it is.
And we appreciate people listening to us, allow us to keep doing that, you know, and hopefully you get entertained by us two dancing show monkeys.
We both got pretty lucky.
You
I got
done with that by the way.
Yeah, I was
done. You were done. Okay.
I got extremely lucky. I just drove by this building one day and was like,
I still don't know how you got a job. That's still bad.
Dude, unbelievable.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I was on like co-op or something like that. No, it wasn't because I was out of high school. What was I doing? I was looking for a job for sure.
I can't wait till I get to high school.
Right.
You know? So yeah, you're
out.
You
gotta give props to Phil McDonald. I think he's
was
the big
reason. Was this before or after Cabana Boy Hunter?
This was after. So I moved back. So I went to Florida. And I was a Cabana Boy for 6 months, which was awesome. God, that was awesome. I got out of that way too quick.
Why did Why'd you say, and you know what? I still kick young Brock.
You know
so
why? Because I'm a mama's boy, dude. Oh, I know. It sucks. I miss the family. I miss my friends.
You were surrounded by hot tourist ass.
Plus, no, but yeah, I was. Damn it. Thanks for bringing it up.
You blew it.
You know what? But, and you'll know if you listen to our WTF every morning, it was Florida.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, yeah, I saw the vacation Florida when I went there on vacation.
Yeah, but then when you're actually working and living down there, it's totally different.
So I came back here jobless. With the tan, because I was a Cabana boy.
So tan, bro.
So tan, bro.
So tan.
And literally just drove by the station, like walked in, talked to the front desk lady. Hey, I'm tall, tan, and cool. You guys need a jock? I didn't say that, but I actually knew Phil McDonald a little bit.
You probably said it a little bit without
maybe,
saying it.
Maybe. I knew Phil McDonald a little bit because he did sports, and I was a fucking superstar in high school. So he was like, yeah, absolutely.
He loves bringing that up.
And we just recorded a few CDs, and some moron thought I sounded good. So
yeah, more. You know what? Phil should have been fired all those years ago, bringing you in.
You know,
because you were the beginning of the end for it.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it's good stuff. Hold on, our buddy Moscadelli, old Moscow. He tagged us in this video.
Oh God.
Oh, let's play it. I want to play it. We'll end with this because it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But it's the caption is when the bartender at Chili's tries to cut you and your girl off after 13 frozen margaritas.
I'm gonna be on you like black on asphalt.
You're your fault.
You're my stepfather. You common woman.
You
witch. You're my
the American dream is dead.
I'm gonna be on you.
I don't know why I wanted to play that.
Man,
Macho Man and what was his wife's name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth,
yeah.
I'm going to get you, Elizabeth. You just wait.
The American dream is dead.
That's right. National Radio Day. Yeah, Radio Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it. All right. Well, that was the most random, stupid podcast. Actually, I shouldn't say ever. We've done some really dumb ones.
Yeah, we've done some dumb ones.
But this is perfect. Everybody.
It might be pretty stupid, though.
Really stupid.
It might be a little stupid.
I tell you, though, but out of all the stupid things out there, yeah. Macho Man Randy Savage, yeah, loves the Plan B morning show, yeah.
Yeah, listen to it.
And listen to it every day. I like to listen to it when I'm pumping weights, yeah. After I do my morning workout, I like to listen to the guys. I like to laugh.
We could just talk like that all day.
All
love
day.
It,
it's the greatest so thing
fun.
Ever. Yeah.
So much fun.
Nothing means nothing.
What does that mean?
Exactly. The cream.
The crop rises.
The cream rises to the top. You know, Macho Man.
Jesus. Let's get the hell out of here.
That's perfect. Seriously, though, we love you all. Thank you so much for putting up with us and listening. We can bring some laughs and some thoughts to your day. And if you ever want to call in and say hi, we'd love to hear from you, meet you out and about, because you make it possible for us to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Two dumb idiots that don't deserve to do this get to do it, so we appreciate it, especially on National Radio Day.
That's right.
And every day.
That's right.
All right, don't forget to explore more on our website, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast, and as always, listening to the Plan B Morning Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
Hey! Yeah. Do it.
Do it. Is that your thing now? Damn
I think
it.
So.